Hello, everybody. This is Rye here at KMMR Mustang Radio, and another week of Coach's Corners as we catch up with the Dotson cross-country coach, Tiana Bloomer. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
And so catching us up, you had Scobie and Haver and a busy weekend all together. How'd it go in your eyes?
They did pretty well. Scobie is a tougher course. They've got a pretty big hill on the golf course, and they were supposed to get hammered with rain, and luckily it shifted east and hit Plentywood instead of Scobie, so it wasn't too muddy or slippery for them. I did have four of my six boys have pretty substantial PRs that day, and then we placed third overall as a team, so they're closing the gap in between themselves, which is good. What we're trying to do. And then in Haver, which was a much bigger meet, there was more kids there, and then they were racing against A and Class B. And so it was a little more intense, but I did have four of my boys PR'd there also, taking off more time and closing the gaps. And then I had both my girl runners there, suffering from some knee problems.
A couple
of them. Oshkosh Slaughters, if you've ever heard of that. I do have a couple that have that problem. So that makes it painful at times for them. But overall, the boys' team took sixth. And I don't remember how many teams were there. I didn't pay attention to that. But we did take sixth out of all of the teams that were there.
That's really good.
Up against Haver and Harlem and some of these bigger schools.
And so going through like the Scobie times here, Donnie got 19:27. And of course, I noticed that wasn't a PR. What is Donnie's PR for so far this year?
So his very first race in Wolf Point, he raced in 18:20.
18:20, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like he put too much effort into that meet and is struggling to get that time again, and it's kind of discouraging for him, so I'm trying to get him out of his head about it.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Have him stay focused and positive, and that it's okay not to PR every single time. Like, you ran as fast as you could possibly run in that first meet, and to just keep trying. And he did take third in Scobie, so he's doing well. Took 11th out of 60-something boys in Haver, which is pretty big deal in my opinion, too.
Yeah, and even the others. I mean, PRs, Jackson qualified
for
state.
Yep, Jackson qualified in Scobie.
Just, yeah, the great times, though, from what it looks like across the board.
Sorry. That's my assistant coach going by to check on my kids.
Out there practicing hard. And so how's practice going today? Taking it a little bit easy after a busy weekend, or just still hitting it just as hard?
Well, they do have to do a long run today, but I told them to just, like, run their pace. Do not run a race pace, just stretch out and practice their form and their strides, and to just run basically and keep running and not walking, which some of them, it appears, is were struggling with that today. But it is Monday and they did have a hard weekend, but I was hoping that this would just be somewhat leisurely for them, because I don't want to back off, because our boys keep increasing as these meets go along. Right now, they're eighth in the state for Class C, which is, that's never happened to me as a coach with Dotson before either. So they're doing good things. They just need to keep trying.
Well, it sounds like they're definitely putting the work in, and besides, you know, taking a little bit of a lax day today, but it's showing in their times, and I'm very impressed, mm-hmm. and they should be very proud of themselves.
Yes, they just got to keep them mentally focused to keep improving.
And so this week, where are you headed this week?
We don't have anything this week.
Oh,
we have
off.
A week off. We do have two meets the following week back-to-back. We go to Hayes on Wednesday on the 25th, and then we turn right back around and go to Fraser on the 26th. So they get a week off of racing, but practices won't be lax either.
So a good break this week, and then two back-to-back. So the what do the tracks look like over for next week?
So the Hayes track starts at the mouth of Mission Canyon, and it's all a just steady incline, but not a steep one, but you're running uphill the whole way, and you can't see anything except what's in front of you because you're in the canyon, so there's no loop or anything. They start, and then they run all the way through up into the canyon grounds. And then Fraser is known for having a wicked hill, like the steepest hill, I think, in competition that we have over here, that they have to run up and then run down and then run back up another, not the steepest one, but another steep hill. And then they go back down again, and then their finish is they go uphill, and then it's a straight stretch into the finish line. So that one's a pretty tough course also.
So you're definitely going to be hitting some hills between now and then.
Yes, which is what they're on right now. Running up the hills as we speak. Or possibly walking, I'm not sure.
Well, I wish him the best of luck. I wish you good luck in practice this week, and enjoy the nice break you get. And, of course, busy week next week. As I said, a lot of good times. They're working hard, and it shows in their times. And we will catch back up, not next week, but the week after then, and find out how you did. So thank you for joining me today. And as I said, good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, folks, this has been KMMR's Coach's Corner.